Welcome to Smack Talk. Welcome to Smack Talk. This is episode one of Smack Talk. I'm your host, Jack Garner. And we're going to talk some pro wrestling here. We got a lot of fun stuff in pro wrestling going on right now. It's white hot. Everything going on in wrestling is going really good right now. All the companies are big. Everything's white hot. WWE's hotter than it's ever been. AEW's kind of cooled off, but they'll hit their stride coming up soon. There's a lot of good stuff coming back with them eventually soon. Tell you a little bit about myself. I get into pro wrestling, we'll say, about 4 or 5 years ago. I became a big fan of The Miz during the pandemic. He was on a TV show back in the day called The Challenge on MTV in the real world. And I found a season on Netflix one day, and I was like, oh, this guy's pretty interesting. So I'm going to check him out. He had his own TV show called Miz and Mrs. on, I think it was on USA. It was on right after Raw. Could be wrong on that, but it was right after Raw. I watched it more after it was over. But, yeah, he had a show on there called Miz and Mrs. with his wife, Maurice, who's also a wrestler. And that was a fun show. And they always showed wrestling highlights. And I was like, this stuff is kind of interesting. Maybe I'll check this out. Maybe one day I'll look into this and I'll check it out. So one day I find and I give in and I pay the $9.99 for the WWE Network. And it just happens to be that same weekend, Pat McAfee, who's probably my favorite announcer in sports, favorite commentator, all that, whatever you want to call it. Pat McAfee, I'm a big Pat McAfee fan. Was wrestling on NXT, WWE's developmental show, when it was still really good. This was pandemic era, so he was wrestling Adam Cole, who was the top guy in the company. And I watched this match, and I became a fan, and I've been hooked since. Pat McAfee got me into it. The Miz got me into it. Pat McAfee hooked me. And before that, I happened to watch like one match. I always thought pro wrestling was dumb. And then one day, I was watching a match. It was the Kofi Kingston Gauntlet back in 2019, leading up to Kofi Mania. And it was awesome. And I was, like, super into it, and I was having a great time. Like, I knew who Kofi was. I didn't watch wrestling, but I had heard of him. I had seen stuff on YouTube of him, and I was like, this guy's cool. And I instantly became a fan, and I didn't watch it for about a year and a half after that. But ever since then, I've always been. Wrestling's kind of taken over my life a little more than I'd like to admit. So I thought I'd tell you guys about some of my favorite matches I've seen. Some I've seen in person, some I haven't. I made this list. This list is updated throughout the years, and since the last time I made updated this list, I saw probably the greatest match ever, I want to say, at Chafix Arena earlier this year, AEW Dynasty. It was the first pay-per-view run in St. Louis. It was an incredible show from start to finish. You could throw three of those matches on there. Pac and Okada was awesome. Kazuchika Okada was really cool. There's just been a lot of really cool matches I've seen over the time, but most importantly, the greatest match I've ever seen in my mind, without a question, not even a debate, the best match I've ever seen is Will Ospreay and Bryan Danielson at AEW Dynasty. After that, actually, cool enough, I got to talk to Tony Khan, the owner of the company. I had to ask him a question in the press conference. Somehow, I pulled some strings and was able to get into that, which was one of the coolest experiences I've ever had. I've even done a little bit of commentating pro wrestling. I've called some stuff on the radio, and I have another podcast where we've had some pro wrestlers on there, and we're doing some pro wrestling stuff on there. Some really cool stuff that I've gotten lucky enough to do. But back to the point of this, Ospreay and Danielson is the greatest match of all time. I was there, had great seats. It was absolutely incredible. It was like 32 minutes. It was amazing. Every bit of it was crazy. The whole building was shaking before it started, which was really cool. I've never seen something like that before, but it was really cool. Another match I saw live is another Will Ospreay match. Dax Harwood and Will Ospreay is Road Rager 2022, again at Chafix Arena. It was really, really cool match. Place was going nuts. I don't know why that match was so special to me, but it was really, really cool match. Another one I saw on TV was a tag team match. We had the Young Bucks, Matt and Nick Jackson. They're EVPs of AEW. They're awesome wrestlers. They do a lot of flippy stuff. It's really cool. Taking on Kenny Omega and Adam Page, Adam Hangman Page. Hangman may be my favorite wrestler in AEW. I became a fan of AEW when he was the top guy. So Hangman's always been a big fan of mine. I've always been a big fan of Hangman. Hangman hasn't been a fan of mine. I've never met him. But, you know, I like to think Hangman would be a fan of me one day. That match was really cool. That was for the tag titles. It was really cool, really exciting thing when they did that. It was one of their first big pay-per-views about a year into the company, and it was really, really fun. Another one I really liked was the NXT Fatal 5-Way Takeover in Your House 2021. Johnny Gargano, Pete Dunne, Adam Cole, Karrion Kross, and I want to say Kyle O'Reilly. It's a really fun match. It was the top five guys in NXT at the time. That match was incredible. Another one I'll throw in there that I really like, Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley at Mania 39. That was really fun. These matches are in no specific order other than Danielson and Ospreay. This match is really fun. This, I think, is the best women's match ever. Maybe Bayley and Io Sky at Mania this past year topped it, but that's one of my favorite matches ever. I really, really like that one. Another one from Mania 40, not Io and Bayley, but Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes, too. It was really fun. Really, really fun match. That was really cool. I don't think I've ever been as emotionally invested in a match as I was in that one. It was 2 years in the making. Roman has been a champ the entire time I've been a fan of wrestling. So to see him lose for the first time in 5 years on that scale in a singles match was really cool. I got it spoiled for me, unfortunately, and I was really sad that I got it spoiled, but I was still just as emotionally invested in it as I was before. And the year before, you had the Usos, Jimmy and Jay, taking on Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. That match was really fun. I enjoyed that one a lot. Some local stuff I've seen live, Davey Richards and Minoru Suzuki at Glory Pro was really fun. War Horse and Matt Fitchett at Glory Pro was really fun. They weren't amazing matches or anything, but they were just matches I had a lot of fun watching. Speaking of fun matches, this weekend is AEW Full Gear, and that's one of their big shows. There was just announced yesterday that the Rizzler from TikTok and YouTube and other fame is going to be the special guest timekeeper for the Costco Guys match. Big Boom AJ with Big Justice is taking on QT Marshall. Big Boom AJ and Justice. They're going to win this match. There's no question about that one there. The celebrity in the match usually almost always win. And we got MJF taking on Roderick Strong. MJF and Adam Cole have been in about a 2-year feud. Cole got hurt. They were best friends. Then he got hurt when he turned on him, and they never quite got to finish that story. So Roddy Strong is one of his best friends. So MJF and Roddy Strong will be a fun match. I got MJF going over. MJF will win that match probably 9 out of 10 times it's booked. So I'm going to go with MJF. And we got Jay White, Switchblade Jay White, taking on Hangman Page. Obviously, I'm a Hangman guy. I said that. Hangman is my guy in AEW. The Miz is my guy in WWE. Those are my favorites. I think Hangman's going to win this. He's hot right now. And we got a 4-way tag match between Private Party, Isaiah Cassidy, and Mark Quinn. They're the champs. Taking on the Outrunners, Truth Magnum, and Turbo Floyd. They are white hot with the fans right now. Kings of the Black thrown after that. Malakai Black and Brody King. And the Acclaimed, Anthony Bowens and Max Caster. I heard they might break up soon, which would be sad because they were an original. They got a rapping gimmick like a John Cena early days roasting people gimmick. I'm going to take Private Party. They're going to retain for a long time. They were working on this match, so I'm going to give it to Private Party. It's cool that they got to be tag champs, and I think they're going to keep it going for a little while. Then we got Mercedes Moné, formerly known as Sasha Banks in the WWE, with Camille taking on Chris Statlander. It's time for a change. I don't think Mercedes has done what they thought she was going to do coming over, so I'm going to take Stat. I'm a big Statlander fan. I like her a lot. She was the first person to pin Jade Cargill before she jumped ship. So I'll take Statlander on that one. And we got Swerve taking on Bobby Lashley. I believe it's Bobby's first pay-per-view match. Swerve was world champ for a while. I was actually there the day he won the title, which is pretty cool. I'm not a big Swerve fan, though. I respect him, just not a big fan of him. I think Bobby's going to win. It's his first match, so I think he's going to win. And we got Jungle Boy Jack Perry. He's not Jungle Boy anymore, I should say. Jack Perry, the scapegoat, taking on Daniel Garcia for the TNT title. I'm going to say Jack Perry retains. Daniel Garcia, his time will come. He's a young kid. He's going to be good. I don't know if he's there yet, but it'll come. Will Ospreay is taking on Kyle Fletcher. Will Ospreay is winning this. It's the Callis family against Will Ospreay and his new group. I say Ospreay wins this. And then the main event, you got John Moxley taking on Orange Cassidy for the AEW World title. Mox is a champ. Mox is retaining. This new Death Rider group he's got with the Big Swissman, Claudio, and Wheeler Yuta and Marina Shafir, who's Roddy Strong's wife. They're going to clean house on Orange Cassidy and the conglomerate. It's going to be fun. Orange Cassidy's going to take a beating like he normally does. But yeah, I got Moxley winning that one, like always. And then Survivor Series is coming up the week after that. There's not a lot out for that one yet. You got the War Games match. I think the new bloodline is going to be, or the new bloodline is going to beat the OG bloodline. I can't see. I think whoever the fifth guy is, it's probably going to get pinned. It's not announced yet. And then Priest and Gunther, I think Gunther retains. Yeah, that's about what we got this time. There's a lot of fun stuff going on in wrestling. I'll be back next week with some more fun stuff in wrestling. A little recap of Full Gear, among some other things. If you made it this far, thank you for listening. That's about all I got. And I'll see you next time.
That's it for this week's episode of Smack Talk. Tune in next week for a brand new episode.